Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
I have received so many complaints and concerns about the voting process. And then on top of Adrian's emergency vote centers, and it seemed like maybe a coordinated effort with the cinema campaign.
Come on. Come on.
That is Arizona Republican Party Chairman Jonathan Blurred Lines.
Yeah.
He is planning to audit the Maricopa County Recorder's Office and their role in the election. This man has no proof that Adrian Fontes...
Boy, accused Fontes of rigging the election or at least destroying evidence.
And Kyrsten Sinema were in cahoots.
Come on.
Oh, my. You know what I hate?
A sour grapes?
A sore loser.
Yeah.
I just can't stand a sore loser.
Yep.
And
now, look,
this guy is a sore loser.
Look, there is no doubt that this particular election has exposed certain things that we need to look at as a state. I get it. Every county's not doing the ballot counting the same. Okay.
I don't really care about that, but I hear you. I don't really think that's that big of a deal.
But bring that up as a whole. Why are you going after Maricopa County? Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because Maricopa County is the most Democratic county in the state.
Well,
and
no,
your
is,
guy.
Right?
Well, I guess Maricopa County is the largest county now has more Democrats in it.
Maricopa County went for Kyrsten Sinema.
Right.
And
not that's why.
Martha McSally.
Right. And
my
that's
goodness.
Why you're doing this. Yeah. If you're going to be honest with yourself, say, hey, look, Arizona as a whole needs to do it the right way. Don't say, well, we're auditing Maricopa County. Your person lost. Too bad. Move on.
But not all their people lost.
True. Doug Ducey won.
Plenty of Republicans that also won.
Looks like Katie Hobbs are going to call the race for Katie Hobbs, it looks like.
Well, she's a Democrat.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe they can say that thing was rigged, too.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm just saying.
But
Sinema,
you know, Fontes and Sinema were in a back room counting votes and discarding Republican votes. You better bring, you know what? Turns out to be the Pentagon Papers. I will retract everything I say. But right now, this sounds like total crapulence.
Yeah. There were some problems in Florida with voting.
Right. But not like Arizona. I mean, we didn't have those problems.
No, we didn't. No, and Trump was talking about Florida, how people were going in, voting, leaving, putting on a disguise, and going back in. Again, no proof.
Right.
And it's such a Trump thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand this. Jonathan Lines, you know, we've called him probably 10 times. Guy's totally scared to come on the show, and I get it. I wouldn't want me to interview you either about this, because I'd rip you pretty good. I think you look like a fool. I think you look foolish. I think that it's not that I think, Mac, I know.
Maybe he's too busy with his lawsuit to return our call.
No, he knows. But there are Republicans who are saying, this is embarrassing.
Of course it is.
These are Republicans saying it. Wow, the head of the GOP is kind of embarrassing.
Right.
So it's not just, you know, independents or Democrats. His own party, people in his own party are saying, listen, you're being a fool. You're acting like a spoiled, rotten kid.
Correct.
Who didn't, you know, win... the game of pickup basketball.
This is like Election, that movie Election with Reese Witherspoon or something.
You don't watch movies. Don't bring movies up. You don't watch movies.
I saw that one. That was before 2011 when I stopped.
You stopped watching movies in 2011.
Yep.
Okay.
So
the Arizona GOP plans to audit Maricopa County Recorder's role in the election.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Junior. You're listening to the Big Four at Four. We do this every day. Four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Two.
Charter buses loaded with migrants who were camped out on the beach at Tijuana, Mexico, made their way to a temporary shelter and were met with Mexican protesters chanting out, out, out. During a three-hour confrontation, pushing, kicking, punches broke out between crowds of residents and migrants. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have been fortifying the fencing between Tijuana and San Diego and preparing to process thousands of asylum applications.
All right, that's Jim Ryan, ABC News, talking about the first caravan arrival with punches and kicking. And isn't it interesting that this part of this caravan that is in Mexico, okay? They're basically at the Tijuana American border, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't it interesting that there are Mexican citizens taunting them?
Oh, yeah. Mexico hates certain people from Central America. They don't want them in their country. And I just don't understand, and maybe it's just as simple as there's not enough room at the inn, so to speak, why they are camping out in Tijuana. Why are they expected to camp out outside of Yuma and Nogales, unless it's because of a processing thing. We're just not letting them through. But this, it becomes dangerous when the Mexican people do not like these other people, and then the Mexican government has to say, hey, look, you got to move on. And if that becomes a source of contention, what does the president do? The president will probably just ignore the situation. But you're causing tension along the border by not allowing these people to come in. We've even heard that some Border Patrol people are advising these people not to come in illegally. Well, how are you advising them if they're not here yet?
Border officials in Arizona and the military commander for, I think it's about 1,500 active duty troops that were deployed. I mean, they're trying to fortify the border, but they're also warning asylum seekers against trying to enter the U.S. illegally. So that goes back to President Trump and his proclamation of, if you want to come here, or if you're coming here to asylum, if you're coming here for asylum, you can't just hop over the fence and say, hey, look at me, I'm here for asylum.
Right.
You got to go to a port of entry. But back to the one thing about the Mexican people screaming and yelling at Central Americans in the caravan. Can you imagine if there were American citizens at our border yelling?
There's no way.
You know how we would be portrayed.
Oh, absolutely.
Ugly Americans.
Right. Xenophobic. Right. Absolutely.
Right. Even though, you know, we have every right to say, hey, listen, we can't take everybody in. We just can't. We can't do it. We can't do it. But we here in America, we would be crushed by other Americans for being
and other
ugly,
countries,
and
right.
other country for being ugly. But Mexico can do it, and
well, Mexico's
it's okay,
not America.
I guess.
Right.
Oh,
Mexico
I know.
Is
just
not the same as America. It's not the same profile. But again, there is tension along this border. And then have we seen the tent cities? No. How are they going to process them? We don't know yet. And this wave is what, about 1,000 miles, I think?
I
it's at Mexico
no,
City or something
I think it's
like that?
I think it's only a few hundred.
Okay. They are expected next week around Thanksgiving. Then it becomes real. That's when people start, you know, you've got thousands of people massing themselves in these, you know, itinerant cities. Do more Mexican people start trouble? Do they start becoming more violent? Does America let them in? We don't know. We have no idea. And I don't know if the president has a plan either. I don't know.
Well, the president has 15,000 members of the military ready to go.
I don't think he got all 15. I don't think the Pentagon. Remember, the Pentagon said no if you wanted them to do law enforcement.
Seven?
I think it was 5 to 7.
Okay, sorry.
Only support. Support only. But if you're going to process and you're going to watch over these people like some kind of security guard, I don't think they can do that.
Oh, no. I got to get my hand smacked. As you all know, facts matter on this show, Mac.
Oh, boy.
And when we are factually incorrect, like I just was, saying that 15,000 members of the border of the military were ordered by Trump and it's really 7.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're factually incorrect, I have to get my hand slapped. Go ahead.
All right. Hold still.
Go ahead. Oh,
yeah.
You got more wrist than hand, man. That was mean.
I've been practicing.
Facts matter. You're listening to the Big 4 at 4. We got Big Story 1 and 2 done. Let's do Big Story 3 and 4 in a second.
The Big 4 at 4. Big Story 3.
You know, it's very humbling to lose. And if he, I hope he learns from it and realizes that our country needs a strong leader, not a negative Nancy, if I can put it in such a basic term.
Well, that's Cindy McCain earlier today talking about a lot of different things. And one of the things she was talking about includes that there are a few of her children that might want to follow in their father's footsteps and get into politics. And she wouldn't say who they are.
Yeah, she would not name the names, but she did say that there are two children that have political aspirations. I'm assuming
It's Megan.
It's Megan and his youngest son.
Okay.
I'm assuming, but I don't know.
I don't know if Megan ever really wanted, you know, we know her real well. I can't tell you, yes, she wants to get into politics. I don't know. I mean, maybe she does. Maybe she thinks just talking about it isn't good enough. And she needs to follow in her father's footsteps,
especially since the party is
the new
not,
Maverick.
Yeah, the party is not what her father.
She doesn't like the Trumpian
right.
Republican Party.
Right, so she could come in and do a better job than say Jeff Flake of being a Maverick rather than you know. I'm just saying. You know,
there was a kid getting a tour here at the radio station that has a better chance of being a Maverick than Jeff Flake.
Good point.
And he was six.
Good point.
6 year old out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm torn with this. I really am. Following your dad, especially when your dad is John McCain.
Tough.
It is, and you will always be compared to, I mean, look at this state. This state still refers to Barry Goldwater. Not that I'm complaining, but you will be held to such a high standard that if you are even good, you're still not John McCain. You see what I mean? I don't know why you would want. I would stay away from it, but that's just me. I'm not Meghan McCain. I'm not one of his sons. I'm not brought up in that family. But I mean, just a sports analogy: Michael Jordan's son didn't make the NBA. Magic Johnson's son didn't make the NBA. I mean, I go a different direction, and Meghan has. And has become very successful. I would not want to be compared to my dad, even though her dad is a laudable and was a wonderful man. Meghan especially has created her own niche.
I think if anybody could do it, it's Meghan, because she's as tough as they come. She's as tough as nails. She could do it. She could. And I think she proved that when I think it was one of the final memorials for her father where she went up there.
Yeah.
She ripped into
Trump. Gave a speech like her father would.
Yeah. So Cindy McCain says two of her children may have political aspirations. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. We start the 4 o'clock hour with 4 big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
This camera is mounted on the gun. And the Williams Police Department is putting one on every gun.
Most body cameras are on a cop's vest or occasionally on their shoulder. But when they draw their guns, all of a sudden, you can't see anything anymore. But with these cameras, you see everything.
All right, the Williams Police Department, they are going to deploy weapon-mounted cameras for all of its officers. I don't like body cameras. I don't like cameras on guns. I think it makes the police officer second-guess him or herself. And I don't like it. I don't like any of these cameras on cops.
I pardon the phrase, it's overkill. If you're going to have body cameras, that should be enough. I don't understand what. I guess you have a better opportunity to see exactly what happens with another. How many cameras, though, do you need? Is there going to be a helmet camera, a body camera, a gun camera, and then, like, you have a dashboard camera? How many cameras are we going to need to get so many angles to make sure that everybody is doing what they need to do? I don't know.
I know this sounds silly, but it's part of why I hate instant replay. In the NFL.
Well, you can get to a point where you don't even know what catch is in the NFL because there's so many camera angles.
But it's you see it happen in the NFL, and then they go frame by frame by frame. That's not real life.
Right.
That's not real life. So if a cop shoots somebody and they go frame by frame by frame,
you can second guess it
all day. That's impossible. That's just wrong. So you could have said, oh, well, he or she had a split second where they could have. No.
Correct.
Come on.
Correct.
This is real life. This is things happen fast. I don't like this at all. The department, which has 15 officers in Williams, Arizona, already has body-worn cameras, but officials say they wanted additional video recording capability.
Still go to Williams, though. Great brewing company up there. Great beer. Go to Williams.
I'm glad you said that.
It's wonderful.
It added so much to Big Story 4.
I want people to know Williams is a nice town.
You've never been there.
Grand Canyon Railway is up there.
You've
thank
read
you, Pablo.
About it. You have not never been there.
Grand
once.
Canyon Brewery's up there. They have a wonderful Pilsner.
I hate to say this. You're reading it right off Google. Stop embarrassing yourself. Look at that. I'm looking at
you. Give me your hand. That is not a fact.
Oh.
Give me your hand.
No.
Yeah, I've got Twitter open. I don't have Google. There.
Ow.
Yeah.
The Big Four at Four.
That's right.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, coming up next, are school lockdowns traumatizing kids instead of protecting them? A 12-year-old wrote a goodbye letter to his parents during a lockdown drill. Oh, we're going to read it to you next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.